Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on getting wobble-free low end for drum and bass lines using stock devices only. And just to be clear about what we mean by wobble today, we're not talking about LFO wobble. We're talking about the ugly kind of wobble, the low end that shifts in weight note to note, collapses in mono, blooms randomly, or feels like it's breathing in a way you didn't intend. The goal is simple: build a bass system that feels like a rolling engine. Solid, stable, club safe. Sub is consistent and mono. Mid has movement and character, but it never trashes the sub. Let's set this up so the decisions you make are actually real. First, set your project tempo in the classic DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. On your master, drop two devices, Spectrum and Utility. Spectrum is your sanity check. Utility is your mono button. Throughout this process, you're going to keep flicking the master to mono by setting width to 0%, just to make sure your low end doesn't magically disappear the moment it hits a mono club system. One more thing. Keep your master peak roughly around minus 6 dB while you build. Give yourself headroom. Duck devices behave way more predictably when you're not slamming them. Now we build the foundation. The sub. This is where stability starts. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. Load operator. Operator is your best friend for stable subs because it's clean and predictable. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave. Keep the level at unity. Then set operator to mono. One voice. If you want that rolling, connected feel, turn legato on and add a little glide, like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Keep it tasteful. Too much glide can start to feel like pitch instability, which is basically wobble in disguise. Now the amp envelope. You want it tight but not clicky. Attack around 0 to 2 milliseconds. Release somewhere like 40 to 120 milliseconds. In drum and bass, release is a groove control. If your sub is smearing into the next hit, shorten it. If it feels like it's choking off unnaturally, lengthen it a touch. Quick advance timing tip. At around 174 BPM, a 16th note is about 86 milliseconds. That means if you set your sub release around 60 to 100 milliseconds, you're basically shaping it to let go in rhythm. That's one of the easiest ways to stop low-end blur without even touching compression. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. If your live version has bass mono, turn it on around 120 Hz. Think of this as your no funny business down-low switch. Then add EQ8, but don't automatically high-pass your sub. People do that out of habit and accidentally shave off the exact thing they're trying to preserve. For now, leave it clean. We'll only cut if we hear an actual problem later. Now add saturator. This is not for distortion. This is for translation. A pure sine can feel massive on big speakers and then basically vanish on small systems. A little saturation adds harmonic so the note is audible without needing to turn the sub up. Set drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. And here's the pro move. Match the output level to the bypassed level. If you don't level match, you're not judging tone, you're judging loudness. Also, gain staging matters. Aim for your sub synth to peak around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS before you hit saturation and dynamics. You'll get smoother results, and your compressors won't react like they're being attacked. Cool, that's your sub. Now we build the mid layer. Movement without wrecking the low end. Create another MIDI track called Bass MID. Load Wavitable. Pick a harmonically rich wave. Something squarish or sawish is perfect. Add a low pass filter like LP24 or MS2. If you want a bit more bite, set the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz to start, and then add motion with LFO1 to the filter cutoff. Sync it to the beat, like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small to medium. You're creating life in the mids, not trying to turn the whole bass into a wobbling sub. Now here's the big rule that makes this whole lesson work. The mid layer does not get to own the sub frequencies. So after Wavitable, add EQ8 and high pass it. Use a 24 dB per octave slope. Start the cutoff around 140 Hz. This is your crossover guardrail. It's not decoration. It's not optional. This is what stops phase fights between layers. Then add your character, saturator, or roar if your version of live includes it. If you use saturator on the mid, drive might be more like 3 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. If you use roar, think multiband mindset. Protect the low mids, do the violence in the mid band, and then after roar, recheck your high pass because distortion can regrow low content. Optional. Add chorus ensemble for width, but keep it light and keep it after the high pass. If it starts swimming, you've overdone it. You want width, not seasickness. Then add utility at the end of the mid chain. You can widen the mid layer to like 120 to 160% if you want, but only because you already removed the low end. Roll for life. No stereo tricks below about 120Hz. Ever. Now, a coach note that separates clean mixes from messy ones. Pick one owner for the 80 to 150Hz zone. Even if you high-pass the mid early, distortion and filter drive later can recreate energy under the crossover. So do a second check. After your mid-processing, add another EQ8 and look at spectrum. If you see low energy creeping back under 140, tighten the high-pass slope or raise the cutoff a bit. This is one of the most common why does my sub feel wobbly problems, because people swear the mid is high-passed but then they distort it and accidentally grow the lows again. At this point, you can run these as two tracks, or you can build a cleaner workflow with a rack. Let's do the rack approach, because it's faster to automate and easier to reuse. Create one MIDI track called bass rack. Drop in an instrument rack. Make two chains, sub and mid. Put your operator sub chain in SUB, and your wavetable mid chain in MID. Now map a few macros. Macro for sub saturation drive. Macro for mid filter cutoff. Macro for mid distortion drive. And a width macro, but map it only to the mid utility width, never the sub. This is the moment where your bass becomes an instrument you can actually play and automate without losing control. Next, sidechain. We want space for the kick without turning the bass into a breathing pump. On the sub chain, add a compressor. Turn sidechain on and feed it from your kick track. Start with a ratio of 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds because we want to avoid that big hole at the front of the note. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and tune it to groove. Set the threshold for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction and keep look ahead off for punch. You can do a lighter sidechain on the mid too, often less reduction than the sub, just so the mid character doesn't smear into the kick. And here's a mindset that will save you. If your kick is short and punchy, you often don't need brutal sidechain. Sometimes the real fix is simply arranging and timing, which leads us into the hidden wobble, note-to-note inconsistency. Some notes will feel louder, not because your synth is broken, but because your room, your monitoring, and the way harmonic stack can make certain fundamentals bloom. So you fix it at the source. First, keep your subline in a sensible register. For many DNB rollers, that might be around F to A sharp, or G to C, depending on the vibe and key. The point isn't rules, it's consistency. Extreme jumps make the weight change dramatically. Second, check velocity behavior. In operator, make sure velocity isn't secretly modulating amp level through the matrix or amp settings. A sub where some notes are just quieter because of MIDI velocity is going to feel like wobble and instability. Third, if you need gentle leveling, use glue compressor after the sub chain, lightly. Attack around 10 ms. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not flattening. This is just smoothing out the moments where one note jumps out. Now let's talk arrangement, because low-end stability is at least 50% writing choices. In rolling DNB, the kick and sub need to take turns. The easiest to win is a micro gap. Try nudging the start of your sub note 5 to 20 milliseconds after the kick transient, or shorten the sub note so it doesn't overlap the kick tail. A lot of kicks have low frequency energy for the first 80 to 140 milliseconds. If your sub fundamental enters fully during that same window, you get unpredictable summing. That's the bloom that feels like wobble. Also, pay attention to the snare. If your snare has low body, leave a little space before it. Your groove will actually hit harder, because the low end isn't constantly fighting. Now we verify, this part is non-negotiable. First, hit utility on the master and set width to 0%. If your bass loses weight, something is wrong. Either the sub isn't truly mono, or your mid layer is still leaking low frequencies and causing phase weirdness when summed. Second, look at spectrum. You want a stable fundamental in the sub region, not a smeary mess below 120. Third, do a quick mute test. Mute the mid. The sub should still drive the groove. Mute the sub. The mid should sound aggressive and present, but not sub-y. Here's an advanced phase check that works really well. On the bass rock output, temporarily insert EQ8 and create a steep band pass around 110 to 180Hz. Now solo the SUB chain, then the MID chain, then both together. If the band gets quieter when both play, you're getting cancellation at the crossover. Fix it by moving the crossover slightly. Try 140 down to 125 or up to 160. You can also simplify mid-distortion or reduce modulation that's affecting low harmonics. Also, make sure you're not accidentally modulating pitch on the sub. No subtle LFO pitch. No vibrato. What sounds like alive on headphones becomes unstable weight on big systems. Now a few heavier DNB tips. Keep the sub simple. Let the mid be nasty. If you want more audible sub without heavy distortion, try a triangle with teeth approach in operator. Keep oscillator A as sine, then add oscillator B as sine pitched one octave up, but very quiet, like minus 20 to minus 30 dB. That adds a controlled second harmonic without turning the sub into fuzz. If you want neuro-style motion, put auto filter on the mid only, modulate it with an LFO or clip automation, and keep the mid high passed at around 140 Hz before any widening. And if you want transient definition, without making the sub louder, use drum bus very lightly on the mid layer only. Low drive, add a little transient, and keep boom off, or set boom frequency well above your crossover. Now let's do a short practice assignment to lock this in. Build a 16-bar rolling loop. Program drums. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats and shuffles with some swing if you like. Write a subline using only 2 to 4 notes total. Keep it syncopated, and leave gaps after the kick. Then create a mid layer that mirrors the rhythm but adds movement. Automate filter cutoff every 2 bars. Add slight distortion. High pass at 140 Hz, and then recheck after distortion that low end hasn't regrown. Then do your checkpoints. Master in mono. Does it still slap? Mute mid. Does the sub still roll the groove? Compare bars 1 to 8 against 9 to 16. Does the low end stay equally stable? Export your loop and label it wobble free low end 140 HP. And if you want a bigger challenge, build a reusable club safe bass rack preset. Sub, low mid, and top. Clean sub from 30 to 110. Controlled grit from 110 to 300, mostly mono, and stereo motion above 300. Map macros for crossover, character, motion, and width, with width only affecting the top. Then render an 8-bar mono check and stereo check, plus a busy section. This audio version is shortened for playback.